Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is, man. We in the building. Three letter man. You already know what it is. Got my guest coming on right now, man. The Don, the other the Don. My boy from YO, ATL. John, what's good?
What's good?
What's good, my
you
G?
Hear me?
Mm-hmm. You good?
You hear me?
You good, John? You good? I can hear you.
What's good? What's good?
You know? Shit, I can't call it, man. I see you on Twitter this morning having a few choice words for a dude that was, let's be real, my nigga. If you go back to John and K-Shine, the nigga Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow, was right there front and center cheering John on. How did you guys link up in the first place, John?
Well, for a while, my brother was managing them, but before that happened, you know, my cousin was signed to So-So Def back in 05. So I've been around them niggas literally since 2005. I used to come around. He's called me around to play ball back when I was playing ball. And, you know, niggas just been around. And then when Bart started managing the niggas, a lot of times Bart would go places, ask me to come, and those would be the times you would see me around Bow. So it wasn't like no, you know what I mean? It wasn't like we was just buddy-buddy like that.
But niggas chill, niggas probably got smoked some trees together, put some chicks in the crib,
regular shit. Niggas had fun, you know what I'm saying? Niggas did the tour thing, you know what I'm saying? I went to different cities and states with the nigga and all of that. You know what I mean? Niggas was kicking it, you know what I mean? Which is why I ain't say nothing for a while because, you know, there's some love for the nigga. You know what I mean? It ain't that,
right.
But the nigga just been doing too much clown shit, too much clown shit. And
elaborate,
like,
sir. Elaborate, Jonathan. What do you mean, sir?
Like, for instance, right, he had this show, the Growing Up in Hip Hop Atlanta show, right? Which is a show that my brother set up. My brother literally set this show up. And then, I don't know, they had some kind of falling out or whatever the case is, but my brother's not a part of it no more, which is whatever. But the very first episode that they aired, when they was filming that, did you see the episode?
Oh, of course, I did not see the episode, John. I did not see the episode, sir.
Growing up in Hip Hop Atlanta, so you might not understand what I'm saying if you didn't see the episode. Basically, in the episode, they're in a location, and something happened. He's sitting there saying, oh, yeah, some homies that I used to mess with, they pulled up, but I don't rock with them no more, so why they showing up? They coming for trouble. I don't care. We strapped, this and that. A bunch of lame niggas and this and that, goofy nigga with the afro and the glasses and extra shit. And I'm like, yo, because that day we went there. And I only, when we went there, the brat actually pulled me in that motherfucker. And I was about to walk up with her MD on that fucking episode, but I wasn't because I didn't know what was going on with that. And them niggas was up there being all scary. Next thing you know, security come up to us and say we there to start trouble, they got to ask us to leave. So while he up here on the show doing all this tough shit, front of, yeah, we strapping. This nigga talking about I got this and that. None of them niggas that's with him is like that. None of them, it's just a bunch of corny shit. Like, why are you doing all that, my nigga?
So, do you feel that was addressed to you?
It's not to me, but the fact is I was there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was there.
Right.
Like, that's me. Like, that's, you know what I mean? I was there, and the security asked us to go. So we left it at that. I ain't never tweet about that incident. I ain't never bring that up, and that was some corny shit. If you know it's me, you ain't got no problem with me. You just text me 2 weeks ago talking about, hey, just because I don't fuck with your brother don't mean I don't fuck with you. What do you mean? If you don't fuck with my brother, why are you texting me?
Facts. I agree.
He agreed. He agreed. Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know I still support you. I don't want to hear that. I don't even know what you and my brother got going on. But, dog, if you don't fuck with my brother, don't call my phone. Because that's the only reason why I was around you in the first place.
Okay. Three, your loyalty obviously is going to be with your brother. Your loyalty is going to be with your brother. Your man's in them, and obviously Bow Wow has to understand it. Any nigga has to understand that, right, Tom?
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? So, he had to respect it, but, like, the nerve of you. Why are you even texting me that? Like, what are you trying to see? You trying to see if you still good on my end? You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of corny shit that's been leading up, and now it just got to the point where, like, this nigga is just, like, all this shit with this Bow Wow challenge, none of this shit is new to me. Like, he saves stocks photos in his shit to post them randomly all the time.
So, what was your last conversation? How did that go, the last conversation y'all had?
What I just told you.
Did it end salty? Did the conversation end salty? Did it end good, I should ask you? Pardon me.
Nah, it is what it is. I said what up my piece. If you don't fuck with my brother, I don't fuck with you. You feel what I'm saying? So, and that's just how it ended. But, you know, we when we go to the shit where he's filming at, we in there, we nowhere near you. You were some kind of threat. We around. This shit is going on, and at the end of the day, I'm under the impression that my brother got something to do with this shit. Security is kicking us out. And I'm like, what? Like, why would this nigga get me kicked out? He just told me all this funny shit. He fucked with me. Why would he get me kicked out? And then on the show, you talking, yeah, niggas got strats. We'll shut the city down. We do all of this.
Wow, Bow Wow, cut it out, Bow Wow. We're not trying to hear you with straps, my nigga. Everybody can get a strap. But we're not trying to hear you talk tough guy talk, man. Come on, Bow Wow. Knock that shit off, my nigga. Come on, B.
But that's what I'm saying, my nigga. Exactly. Exactly. My point is exactly. But it is nothing too serious, though. You know what I mean? I just got a little bothered by, you know, what I seen, what I'm hearing and all that, and being that I was involved and I see that, and it's just like I was playing it cool, but you trying to, this is how you was talking and the cameras was there? This is what you was doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you was doing up there? Like, this is what you was saying to niggas? And all these niggas you be around all talking tough, this is what really was happening? Come on, my nigga. We ain't about to do it like that, bro.
Is there a part of you that feels you want to reach out to him and be like, yo, I know we spoke last time, but this shit right here is extra corny. And what do you feel about him getting chastised? Every little thing he does, it seems like, you know, he's been in the rumor central for the last couple of weeks. What do you think about all this shit with Bow Wow that's been going on with him also? You sit back and chuckle like, I know this nigga be like, you know what I mean?
Nah, it's just the people he be around, man. Like, he likes putting himself around yes men all the time. You know what I mean? So I think that's his problem. Like, he don't like being around people that may be more dominant or ahead of him. Like, when my brother was around him, my brother was a nigga telling him, don't do that shit. That's dumb. Like, you look stupid doing this. Why are you wearing this?
Is this your blood brother, though? Is this your blood brother? Is this, like, mom's pops or mom, you know what I mean?
Same mom's. That's my oldest brother. I only got two
brothers.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, that's the, you know what I mean? So, the nigga, but, yeah, it's the people around him, though. You know what I mean? And he just.
It's always the niggas around people, Johnny. No, it's always the supporting cast and the entourage. Always that, my nigga. You know that, Jared.
Yeah. But he just got to stop doing the corny shit, man. And niggas told him this time to time, and he just likes doing this, and this is being more exposed now. That's why everybody's roasting him, because it's like, yeah, it's just anything with social media. We see more people personalities now than we did back then.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Now they see.
Agree.
This is just literally, this is him. This is him, what y'all seeing. So I'm not surprised at it. I just got a little bothered seeing that, like, damn, for real? You know what I mean? But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Right. B-Dot and Loso, my nigga. How did you pull this one off, B?
Man, this actually been in the works for a minute. I was just waiting for the right time to do it. You know what I mean? This is actually in the works probably since last year.
Wow.
I already envisioned it happening. I already like, okay, B-Dot come to bullpen. There's Loso. That matchup, I just seen it. Like, there's no way that's going to be anything short of a classic. And that interview you did with B-Dot, by the way.
The troll god, man. The troll god.
Amazing.
The troll god. He trolled me, and I knew he trolled me the whole fucking time. I played along with little shenanigans when he's at church, acting like he's at church, and the way he's talking about Loso. Like, let me ask you, was it hard for you to get him on, even though you've been working on this for a while behind the scenes, John? Was it hard to get him because B-Dot, I don't want to say he seemed like a loner in battle rap, but he seems to be a loner, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think B-Dot, like, it's a lot of battle rappers. They just out here, and it's really, like, nobody that's going to put them first. Like, most leagues, they put the league first before the battlers. You know what I mean? With bullpen, I like to try to put the battlers first because I believe if the battlers are popping, you know, all the while representing the platform that they came from, that brings the value and the prestige of the platform up. And I think with B-Dot, it was nobody really out there that's really trying to, you know, throw that money out there to give him certain looks. I mean, there was some good looks. You got Cortez, you know,
Myers.
Danny Myers, yeah. You know, but you know, Danny Myers don't be tripping for the bread like that.
He beat Daylight. He beat the shit rag out of Daylight, which ain't hard to do, but he beat Daylight also.
Exactly, which ain't hard. I don't even know why he even brought that up. That ain't even like, that ain't
oh, really shit.
You know what I mean? But B-Dot, yeah, it's been dope. But it wasn't hard, though. We let him in to get back to your question. It wasn't hard. It's just that I was being more patient with it. I wanted, you know what I mean, the right time. At the same time, B-Dot had a lot on his plate that he was going through, and I was still in the middle of building Loso up. So I think now it's just like the perfect time because where they at, this could – they in their prime, but nowhere near their peak. That's how I look at both of them, which
I agree.
Is dangerous.
I agree. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think this battle will shoot both of them up towards their peak. Like, we're going to see the best both of them.
Are you surprised that people are saying early out the gate that B-Dot's the favorite? I don't think Loso's experienced that yet, where a lot of people saying B-Dot going to be Loso, John. And Loso's my young boy. I fucks with Loso heavy, man. But a lot of people I talk to, they saying B-Dot.
Yeah, but we expected this, though. You know what I'm saying? We expected this. You know, it's just, you know, B-Dot is going to be the favorite, but it's good for Loso, man. I like for the Bulls to be under pressure, man. I like for all the Bulls to be under the most pressure they possibly can.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah, Loso really thinks I want B-Dot to beat him. Like, he really thinks, like,
really?
I want B-Dot, yes, because how I talk to him. I'm not the one that's going to be here and be like, you got this, Loso. You got this. This is all you. This is easy. Nah, nigga, you went for a fight. If you don't load up, if you don't tie your fucking shoes, lace your shits up, you gonna get smoked up there. You feel me? So, I think it's gonna be one of them battles, though. I think this is gonna be one of them battles.
I had a question when somebody wanted me to ask you a question. Being that you battle both these individuals, what do you think about YK Moneybags battling on this Ascension card that URL has?
I think that's going to be the best battle of the night.
Word? Over Cortez and Perth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cortez and Pratt, it's going to be good, though. I mean, oh, I said Pratt, Prez Mafia.
Right.
That's going to be good. It's just it's an awkward kind of matchup. You know what I mean? Like, it's just awkward to me. That's one of them I got to see. But with Moneybags and Young Cannon, there's two things that we know they both going to bring. That's energy and bars.
Facts.
When you got two of those going head-to-head, That's a real, real battle waiting to happen. It's even playing field. You know what I'm saying? So I had two crazy battles with both of them niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Grind time with money bags, yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? Facts. And Guerrilla Warfare.
Nigga, you was talking greasy yesterday, John, on Twitter last night with me about your calves, my nigga. You want to elaborate that, sir, since I got you on the line right now, family? You want to elaborate, sir, what you was telling
me
yesterday?
You really want to go there? You really want to go
there? Let's go
there,
John. You my man, John. You my man, but let's go there. Let's go there, my nigga. Talk to me.
The king is not playing with niggas, man.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about the king here. Not only are we talking about the king, let's not act like superstars. Superstars don't freeze up in this man's presence, man.
Son, are we gonna act like these niggas are not down 3-1 and then Draymond didn't get some suspension bullshit? Come on, inside the Cavs don't
win.
Warriors don't win that series.
To close it out. That's one game.
And let's throw something else out there. Harrison Barnes, Jonathan, is not Kevin Durant, sir. Them shots that Harrison Barnes was not draining last year, Kevin Durant's gonna drain those, Jonathan.
I don't want to hear that. They're only going to have two scoring options, and one of them is going to be iffy. Let's be real here.
True.
He ain't been showing up in the playoffs. You think he's going to pop up in the finals? That's a negative. He wasn't there last year. That's a negative. Who else? Steph ain't been able to do nothing on Kyrie.
Sir, he was kind of injured, though, sir. He was kind of injured, sir. He's injured.
Who?
Not making excuses, Steph. He was injured as clear as day. He was injured last year.
Come on, man. Ain't no clear as day.
And we're not going to talk about the X Factor, Draymond Green, Mr. Do It All, who's going to guard Kevin Love, who's going to guard LeBron at sometimes.
Okay, but he's not going to be able to do much if they're not hitting shots. What assist is he getting if they're not hitting shots? And he's not going to be able to guard Kevin Love the way Love is playing right now. He looked like the Minnesota Love.
You acting like they don't have the top three play on their squad now. They got Kevin Durant. So let me slow it down in my conceited voice. Kevin Durant, John.
You realize
it's different. The cloth is different.
I'm not arguing with you with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is going to do him. And you know what Kevin Durant do him means? It means average 30 and lose. So you could get that.
Son,
we're not worried about
this
that.
This ain't Westbrook and the mother jokers he had over at OKC, my nigga. He's coming to the gunfight loaded up.
You talk about Westbrook and James Harden, the other two MVP candidates? You talk about Westbrook and James Harden?
Sir, he hasn't played with those jokers. He hasn't played with Harden since 2012 when he lost to the Heat. So we know about Harden. Okay? I've got – listen, if LeBron wins this championship, I think this is going to be his – out of all four, if he wins this one right here, this will be the most complete one for me, in my opinion. I don't know how you feel about it. But
yeah,
him winning this one here.
I agree with that. But the last year has to count, though, because they was down 3-1. You can't count that out, my nigga. You can't. I don't care how you want to do it. Draymond got suspended one game. Whoop-dee-doo. He came back the next
whoop-dee-doo.
Two games. Whoop-dee-doo. That's one game. That's one.
Game six, John. It was game six, sir.
It was
game six.
Five.
He got suspended.
Game five.
It wasn't six?
Game five.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he played six, seven. Draymond.
And I know that
six,
game seven, Draymond was balling that game seven. Steph didn't show up. I don't know, man. So, all right. How many games you got the Cavs winning, bro? That's how you going to do it.
I think the Cavs going to win it at six, man.
Wow.
The Cavs going to win it at six. Cavs gonna win it at six, man. But I can't just say they're going to win it. I'm just saying I want them to win it because I need my nigga LeBron because the LeBron hate got to stop. The LeBron hate got to stop. Come on, when LeBron lose, everything is got throwing everything at this man. As soon as he wins, oh, he was supposed to do that. Come on, my nigga.
Last question, we'll wrap it up here. Everybody want me to ask you, are we going to ever see you back on URL, my dude? End of this year, 2018, at all? I know you got bullpen popping, but you haven't batted in a long time, sir. You don't bat on bullpen. I know you're doing a business standpoint. You're a league owner. Are we going to see you battle on the bullpen or URL or what's good?
Yeah, you can see either or both. I got that itch, though. Like, you know, I'm definitely getting in the ring this year, though. That's a fact. I'm definitely getting in the ring this year. Y'all can mark that down. You know, who and where, can't disclose that yet. You know, as far as what, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm definitely in the ring this year, man, but I don't see the demand too much for me to get back in the ring. Like, I see a lot of the demand. I'm not going to lie. I see everybody, a lot of people saying.
Yeah, stop fronting, nigga, like you don't see the demand. Stop fronting, man. Come on, now.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't see enough of it.
Because niggas think you on your CEO shit type shit now, John. That's what it is.
I feel that. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I'm just stating what it is. You know what I mean? But I think that's the thing, too. That's what's making me hungry, too, because I know niggas got that question. What would I do when I get back in the ring? And, boy, do I got something for niggas.
All right. Well, John, listen, man, I appreciate you giving me a couple minutes here just to rock out. And I seen your tweets on Shad Mars. I ain't calling a bow wow on Shad real quick. And just wanted to chop up with you, my nigga. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, you already know. He just got to cool out with the clown shit, man. He ain't, you know, it's all good, man.
He's in the state. All right. John, we'll holler, though.
You're right.
All right, my G.